The Indiana State Fair is coming up, and of course, you know, lots of state fairs, including this one, have animal exhibits and animal competitions, and with animals come diseases. So, Dr. Kraft, what can you tell us about the dangers of getting diseases from animals and animals passing diseases to other animals?
So, you know, zoonotic disease is exactly that. It's diseases that transmit from animals to people and people back to animals. The good news is, I guess if there's one silver lining of what we've learned this last year in the pandemic, is that if we wash our hands, don't touch our mouths, don't rub our eyes, in those situations, most zoonotic diseases will not transfer to us. That's usually the method of transport from animals to us. And it's really important. Now, we also notice all the benefits, you know, people getting out post-pandemic to these events. We know the benefits that animals give us as far as dropping our stress levels and things. So I want people to still go out and learn about the pets and do that. Just practice general hygiene, and it should relatively eliminate the risk of zoonotic transmission from us. As far as transmitting from pets to pets, you know, you're always taking a risk. If your animals aren't fully immunized or up to date on their preventive health care with their veterinary team, they can pick up some of these diseases. So, and some of them are very regional diseases. So I ask people to talk with their veterinarian, make sure they're up to date on things, understand some of the risks that they have, but really they can be very low risks if we just practice good hygiene and enjoy the day.
Well, I want to ask a question that may seem kind of sideways, but I think it's something that people are concerned about because of the COVID Delta variant. Have you, in your experience, seen many animals with COVID? And if so, is this something that is transmitted back and forth like one of those zoonotic diseases?
So with COVID, I can't speak specifically about the Delta variant, and I apologize. Last check that I did, there was approximately 200 cases of COVID in domesticated animals, dogs and cats and other domesticated animals, and that's taking mink out of that equation. So there has not been a case where an animal has transmitted it back to a human at this point in those 200 cases. All of those cases, those animals were living with humans that were COVID positive, so most likely contracted COVID from the animals or from the people that they were living with, and did not show at this point, and I want to stress at this point, that it was transferred back and forth. Now, with the Delta variant or any of the other future variants that would be coming out from this, that can always change. We think that there is the zoonotic risk that this originated in the animal population and came out, but you know, it's relatively low risk at this point for that transmitting back to us, even in the non-domesticated. So the large cats that happened in the New York area in the zoos, those were transmitted from people to those animals.
Okay, so you, at this point, maybe don't think it's necessary to get animals that are going to be at exhibits or out in the public or anything like that vaccinated for COVID.
Not at this point, but you know, with all of the new information and the science behind it, we will keep everybody up to date, as the AVMA will keep everybody up to date as we can. But at this point, as far as a general vaccination for dogs and cats and things like that, no, not at this juncture.
And I don't even know if there's an infrastructure for that, if there's even a setup for that at this point.
There isn't. I know that they are doing some vaccinations on large cats and things at some of the zoos. They are starting to test some vaccines with the animals, but I still think we're in that investigation stage to determine how much of that will help control the pandemic and what's the risk factors of those animals transmitting back to us. And right now, at least, it appears fairly low.
If people want to find out more information about zoonotic diseases and how to prevent other people from getting them and animals from getting them, where can they go for information on that?
AVMA.org has just a ton of information on that and the coronavirus on our website, and it's a great resource that's getting updated daily.
All right. Thank you so much, Dr. Kraft.
Thank you. Have a great day.